72 families in Tumen County Galway are in a race against time to secure alternative childcare following the announcement that the town's Happily Ever After childcare facility has been issued with a closure notice and will cease operations at the end of this month. Extensive upgrade works worth an estimated €1.2 million are needed at the community centre which houses the creche and childcare service in order to comply with fire safety regulations. Tuam Parish, which owns the building, says that due to escalating costs, it has had to make the difficult decision not to proceed with the necessary upgrades. The creche, which caters for 96 children, will close its doors on the 31st of this month with the loss of 19 jobs. Our reporter Sally Ann Barrett travelled to Tuam to speak to some of those affected.
I have four kids. I wasn't working for some time. I've just gone back there 2 months ago. Obviously, we got the text last Wednesday. It just sent shockwaves through the whole creche.
Laura Murphy has been using the services of Happily Ever After at the community centre on Bishop Street in Tuam for the last 6.5 years.
I had to go in on Thursday morning and say to my new employer that I probably won't be able to work in three weeks' time because I don't have childcare. The extra bit of wage was, it was taking the pressure off, and now the pressure is back on and Christmas is approaching.
As owner of the community centre, Tuam Parish has been renting part of the building to the creche operators Once Upon a Time Childcare Limited for the past 7 years. In 2023, the creche averted closure due to concerns about fire safety issues. The creche operators have stated that a new lease last year saw Tuam Parish agree at its own expense to enter into a programme of works in order to comply with fire safety regulations.
We want the safest place for our kids. Our kids have always been 100% safe every day that they go into that creche.
Alan Sheeran's four-year-old son attends the Happily Ever After facility on a part-time basis.
The promises were made by the parish that they were going to do these works to bring it up to standard. We obviously want the building to be as safe for our kids as possible. We're now 2 years on, back in the same situation again.
In a notice on its website, Tuam Parish states that after careful consideration of all possible options, the Parish Finance Committee decided not to proceed with the upgrade works, as the costs, currently estimated at €1.2 million, far outweigh the capacity of the limited parish finances. Mother of five, Megan Flaherty, believes a solution can still be found.
We're not giving up without a fight, and like, we're going to keep trying, and you know, even if we have to get in, you know, private contractors ourselves to get our own quotation, we are happy to do that. You know, we're happy to fundraise, and you know, I've heard some people say, you know, we should be looking for new premises and that it'll take 6 months to a year, but you know, that's not good enough. We have a building here. We just need the parish to change their minds, to do the repairs that are needed to be done, get it up to fire safety and reopen the creche. It's as simple as that, really.
As Halloween approaches, children attending the facility are hoping for a happily ever after to this story.
My age is 7 and I love playing with my friends and happily ever after and having fun and doing art and colouring. I want it to stay open.
I'm really sad that the creche is closing because I like playing with my friends and having fun.
Jason Kelly believes the closure has widespread implications.
The only Nianra inside in town and the Irish school, the Gael School, they benefit greatly from having them because they've got a bit of a head start. So it's not as much on the teachers when they go into Nianra and Bioga that they're starting from scratch. There's nurses, teachers, there's all walks of life that have their kids inside in the creche, and who knows how many of them are going to have to give up their jobs.
A public demonstration, community meetings and an online petition form part of the parents' campaign to keep the doors of Happily Ever After open in Tuam. But as the date for closure approaches, Megan Flaherty is one of those grappling with what lies ahead after October 31st.
I'm a full-time public health nurse and my husband is full-time plumber. So realistically, we're not going to get a creche for the five of them. So it means that one of us are going to have to take leave from our job. So it's going to be me, you know, ultimately. So it's very hard because I've worked so hard to become a nurse and I absolutely love my career. It's my passion. I love people, you know, I love helping people. And this is me. This is the part of me that I, you know, do for myself and for my children. So like at the end of the day, I have to give that up. And it shouldn't have to come to this, you know.
Megan Flaherty ending that report from Sally Ann Barrett in Tuam.